Still waiting for our good friend Larry the Cable Guy to get on the phone with us. Where did I put Larry's stuff? There it is.
Now, what is his show?
His show is on the History Channel.
All right.
It's his third season. Only in America premieres tomorrow, 9 p.m. Says Larry and his crew hit the road to spotlight the people, places, and things that make America unique. His adventures include celebrating the modern-day black gold rush in North Dakota, delving into our country's celebrity obsession by banding up with the paparazzi and Holly Weird.
Yeah.
See what they did there. And scouring the Florida wilderness for poisonous snakes to bring to this serpentarium where he'll help extract their venom for medical uses.
Oh, yikes. That I would like to see.
It's pretty much, it's like Charles Kuralt if he graduated in the fifth grade.
All right.
Remember Charles Kuralt?
I
on
do.
The road
on
with
the
Charles
road.
Kuralt? Yeah,
sure,
this is kind of like that. It's Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy, and Larry's on the phone with us. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Doing? Yeah, I think that's a pretty good description. Kind of like a redneck Charles Kuralt.
It really is. I mean,
I
always love that show. Now, do you guys tour the country in an RV like he did?
You know, we it's a Kia. I don't know what it's a van. They rent a van. I think it's a Chrysler. I got no idea, but we go around in a van, and I find it funny when you're reading the thing where it says where the adventures out in Holly Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I find it funny that the people that write that are from Hollywood.
Yeah. I guess they know.
If I would have wrote it, I would have said Hollywood. But they
I know. It's like, where's this Holly Weird place? Larry the Cable Guy with us talking about his show on History Channel that premieres third season tomorrow at 9 p.m. Only in America. Is there something that, I mean, from this season coming up that, like this going down to Florida and hunting for poisonous snakes, were you ever freaked out?
You know, I told them in the first two seasons, which, by the way, were great seasons. The show does really well for me. I thank the History Channel for have me on there, but yeah, I told them no more alligators because I've almost got my leg taken off four or five times doing some kind of a story with an alligator in it. So they promised me no more alligators, so we went to poisonous spiders and snakes.
Oh, swell. Good trade-off.
And, you might wonder why it's historic or only in America. Well, there's a guy for spiders that has actually invented his own. This is totally only in America. That's what he does for a living. He goes out in Arizona and he looks for poisonous snakes. He collects them, takes them back to his place. He has thousands and thousands of them at his house, and he's invented this thing where he puts them to sleep for a minute. And he got his own little deal there, and he got little cord, little pipes going into these little containers, and he's invented this.
How does he put them to sleep?
And he pumps CO2.
A little sleeper hold. It's like you get a little bit of chokehold on it.
And he takes a pair of tweezers and he milks venom out of their. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. But it's a great story. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we've been doing shows on, and it's a lot of fun. You know, we did a thing with the paparazzi where I always wondered what it would be like to be a paparazzi. That's a completely only an American activity, and it was kind of fun. You know, I'd show up and they'd take pictures of me, and then once the thrill was gone after about 20 seconds, I stood in the group with them and I was taking pictures just like they were. So kind of a fun thing to show people how it worked. And
Larry, when you were taking pictures, I mean, when you were posing as a paparazzi guy, did you get recognized by a fellow celebrity saying, "Larry, what the hell are you doing?"
Well, you know what's funny? No, I didn't. And Ben Affleck, I've been on The Tonight Show, I think it was my 23rd time last week.
Wow.
Well, I ran into Ben Affleck, so I'm there all the time. I run into people all the time there. I run into Ben Affleck a couple times. So Ben Affleck was backstage one time. We'd run into each other. And so they went to scout, and they said, "Ben Affleck shopping at Barney's." Let's go down there. I know Ben Affleck. So we're waiting there, and I'm telling them all. I'm telling you guys, just chill out. Don't worry. We're going to get Ben Affleck. He's going to come over. He's going to say hi to me. Trust me on this. He came out and kind of looked and waved and got in his car. I'm going, "Ben, it's me. It's Larry. Ben. And he kind of looked at me, and he didn't even smile. He just kind of looked at me with his frown, and he started. So I started cussing him out and told him I had a nicer car than he did.
Were you dressed as you, Larry, or were you dressed as a paparazzi?
Do what?
Were you dressed as you? I mean, I'm trying to defend Ben. As that, were you dressed like a paparazzi guy, or were you dressed like you?
No, I was just wearing a pair of shorts and a T-shirt.
Get her done, ball cap, the whole thing.
I had my ball cap on and everything.
Oh, damn.
No, it was just kind of funny. I mean, I got there was a few people that we got to see, and I'll tell you the coolest one was, and that was what's his name?
We can play.
What's
this
he from?
Give
Come
us,
on,
give
we're,
us
good. Give us clues. We're good.
Yeah, Billy D. Williams. He was awesome. I saw him in the car. We pulled up, and I said, "Billy D." And he rolled down the window. He goes, "Ha ha ha! Get her done."
Shut up.
Oh yeah.
So he was the coolest one we got. But it's just a lot of fun. We had a great time. I get to travel everywhere. I get to meet a lot of really fun and interesting people. So I hope people really enjoy season 3.
Has there been obviously if you're driving down to Florida, going to Arizona to meet the snake guy, and you had that on your schedule, have you ever like pulled in someplace and just stopped on the way there and met somebody? You're like, okay, get the cameras out. Yeah. We got to start videotaping this guy because he's only in America.
It's not on the schedule, but it's good.
We totally did. A giant. We were driving down the road in Arizona. There was a giant cashew. And I said, oh my gosh, anything that's got a giant cashew has got to have some interesting people in it. So we literally went into the giant cashew, and this guy started a cashew business. It ended up being a great story, because this guy's great-grandfather started this place and told us the whole history of how it started and the odds that they overcame to start it. He was proud of his damn cashews.
That is a big nut.
Yeah, my dad opened a Brazil nut business, but it was shut down as protested.
It was a lot of fun. And then the other one that became a major story was the ostrich farm, and that was just driving, and we saw a thing that said Rooster Cogburn Ostrich Ranch.
Had to stop.
Said, Rooster Cogburn. That's from the movie, the John Wayne movie. Well, it turns out the guy is the great-great-grandson of the Rooster Cogburn. And he took his name, Rooster Cogburn, and his real name is Rooster Cogburn.
You know, that's going to happen to you someday, Larry. Your great-great-grandson's going to be Larry the Cable Guy's Rooster Farm someplace. Like, well, yeah, Larry the Cable Guy's Rooster.
Funny stuff out of it, though. So I think people really enjoy season 3, and I'll be honest, there's 16 episodes, 13 of them are through the roof hilarious, 2 of them are pretty good, and 1 of them is garbage.
We just have to figure out which one
you
it
just
is.
Don't know which.
Thank you, Larry.
Larry, thank you so much for coming on the show. Now, if you're ever out here in L.A., I want you to stop in and hang out with us, okay?
You sound good. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks Larry. We love you.
Larry the Cable Guy, History Channel, tomorrow night, 9 p.m., only in America. It premieres its 3rd season, so be sure and watch that.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.